Good evening. Since Marie asked me to share on the peace of God sending me back to Maforga, that was a few weeks ago, and I've mulled it over and talked to the Lord about it and prayed about it, and I've made notes about things He's told me, and usually I have my little outline because I'm very forgetful, but God's given me absolutely nothing, to be honest with you. But He gave me one little thing as I was driving here this evening, so evidently He is just going to speak through me. So most of you know that I had beautiful Stephanie back there. She's our missionary in Mozambique. So I went there last year on a short-term mission to visit Stephanie. And I really thought God was calling me there. So I went there for 2.5 months just this past August, September, a little bit of October, to get a confirmation if He wants to send me back. And He is sending me back. And I want to talk to you about the peace of that whole journey. And there was two questions, because it's hard to speak about peace. I mean, it's hard to define peace, because the peace that God gives us, our God is supernatural. So to try and use natural words to describe the supernatural gift that He gives us, so to just describe the peace to you, it's like trying to explain snow to someone who's blind. You just can't with words. You have to experience it. You know, if I was to describe snow to somebody who is blind, I'd have them feel it, the cold, and taste it, and smell it. But in the journey, I can tell you that I've been asked two questions repeatedly from people, and I think it pretty much sums it up, the peace that He's given me. And that is, they first ask me, well, how do you know Maforga is the place? The reason I know it's the place, the peace that I get, is that in my flesh, there is no way, sorry, Stephanie, but no way I would pick to go to this place. I want a beach. I just want palm trees, and I want to go fishing and beauty and, at least some running water and electricity, maybe. Maforga is, it's not that. It has its own beauty, but it's not the beach. Sherry wouldn't pick it to go. But in that, my heart knows that I'm supposed to be there. And twice now that I have left, even though this is home and I love it here, but it's my other home. So I know it's just, you know that feeling, it's home. So that's the one side of peace. The other question that people, and these are my a couple of my friends that are non-believers and don't understand that kind of peace. They said, well, why don't you just not go to Maforga? Why don't you go to Vilanculo that you talk about all the time, or Tonga, you know, because that's, you know, it's island, it's a beach, and it's all that. And it's like, well, I could, but that won't be where my heart is. And so I could go there, and I would be doing God's work. There's ministries in both areas, you know, so there'll be some blessings, but it's not where God is calling me. So in that, it's just, you know, when you know that you know. And while I was there, just the confirmation, you know, when things are tough, and you just, like I said, it's hard to explain, but that peace of you're doing things that you thought you'd never do, and you're going places and in circumstances where normally I would be fearful, and I wasn't. And it's just that God had, like this, His bubble of trust and assurance and faith and just this cushion around me the entire time. That you can be bold and go out and do the things that you thought you would never do. But the most, the one thing that He really wanted me to share with you, and that's the one He told me in the car, because I was just like, God, what am I going to tell Him? You're not giving me anything. And He said, well, how did you get to that peaceful place? How did you know it was me? And I'm like, oh, so that's what I want to share with you quickly is we had planned for many months to go back to Mafurga this past year. And so I had this, you know, where Paul went out in the desert, and I'm kind of an introvert. I like my quiet time. And I've always had this, I don't know if you call it a dream or a fantasy, where I would go out in the desert and I'd have this alone time with the Lord. And so for months before, and in fact, probably the year since I got back from Mafurga the first time, an entire year, I'm seeking the Lord and seeking him. And then, you know, the few months before, I'm seeking him almost hours a day because I knew that I was going for a confirmation, whether it was yes or no, and I wanted to hear from him clearly. And so just spending time with him and knowing there was stuff in me that he needed to break. And so just seeking him desperately. It's like, Lord, while I'm there, just, you know, it's just going to be you and me in the desert, and I'm going to spend all this time with you, and you're going to break me, and then you're going to remold me, and I'm going to be this new person, this new creature. It's going to be awesome. Well, that didn't happen. he did some work. He did some amazing work. But looking back on it, what happened is, and God will, you know, when you pray for peace or confirmation or whatever, he can drop it in your lap, but a lot of times it's part of the work. It's part of seeking him. You know, peace, you have to seek. It's active. And so what I learned from this looking back is the experience I had and all the peace of going, maintaining, staying there, and now the peace of going back to this, you know, difficult, somewhat difficult environment. He makes it easy if you don't stay in your flesh. But it's because I was really seeking him before I went. And I had not done that. It's almost like putting on the armor of God and being prepared. You know, he's our Prince of Peace. And I believe it's, I hope I'm not quoting this wrong. I think it's in John chapter 16 where he's speaking to the disciples and he says, this is not going to be word for word, but these things I've spoken to you so that my peace you shall have. It's his peace. It's not my own. It's not something he gives me. It's that peace that he is sharing with you and I. That peace that he has with the Father, he's sharing it. Well, to have something shared, don't you have to be close to somebody? You know, so that, and there's another verse. I have my notes, but I just ditched it. Might be John 14, but it has something to do with just being that peace, being in Christ. You have to be in Christ. You have to know him to have the peace. You have to have this relationship. And like I said, we can, if you're not walking with him, you can just pray and sometimes he'll just give it to you. But to be prepared and to be maintained, you have to be with him. You have to be with him, you know, every day. Spend the time with him. It takes time and companionship and work. It's very active. It is not passive to get it and to maintain it. I liken it to, because we drove here in a storm, you know, in a car. It's the peace is like, well, just like life, I need to get to this place, and there's a storm outside, and I want to get there dry and not like windblown and beat up and everything. So I need to get in my car. And then when I drive here in my car, I will arrive, you know, clean and dry and warm, except for the few steps that we had to run in the rain. But not only that, I have to stay in the car the entire journey to get here. And that's what I likened it. That's like Christ. When we're in Christ, we're in him. We're in that protective, his protective arms. And we can just sit there in that peace. And what we can accomplish with that when we don't have the fear, when we're not worried about where he's taking us, will he get us through? You know, what is it going to look like? When you shed all that, oh my gosh, the freedom in that. It's just having peace, knowing, believing he is who he says he is, and staying there. And the other thing is just seeking, when I say seeking the peace, it's it was a change I had to do in my mind. For a while, I was seeking just the peace, not the peace giver. I was seeking the result or the effect, not the source of it. And that made a world of difference too. Because you just seek him and all of those things will follow. You know, what is it, Matthew 6:33, I'll probably misquote it, but seek, Kelly, you know it. Seek first the kingdom of righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. Okay, good. Just focus on him and then I just stopped focusing on myself. Stop focusing and looking on my, because out in Maforga, it was all the lack of conveniences. That's what they were, conveniences, not necessities. And when I looked at the whole, what God was doing and wanted to do and what he will do, it didn't matter if I was uncomfortable. It didn't matter if Stephanie and I, because she's a very strong leader and so am I. So, if I didn't like something, how she was doing, it didn't matter. I'm not going to say anything. Didn't know that, did you? Or you probably did. You're very sensitive to that type of stuff. But it's like, really? Does it really matter? No, because this is God's work. You know what? And if a problem comes up, you know what? It's God's problem too, because he's the one that called me here. So it's like, God, this is your problem. Deal with it. I'm just going to be here and be peaceful. So that was my journey of peace, but I just wanted to emphasize that he really opened my eyes that, you know what, you had so much peace because you were seeking me even before you went because you anticipated problems. It's like, oh, so if I just stay with you, and that's just, instead of looking at, oh, let's go from problem to problem. This problem got fixed. Great. Okay, let's wait for the next problem. That's why the scripture says it's not problem to problem. It's glory to glory. So I'm going to keep looking at, it's like, oh, thank God, God delivered me from this. Now I'm going to sit here and wait for the next storm to come. Nope. I am looking at it like, oh, wow, look what God did. I cannot believe he did that. I wouldn't have ever thought of that. And I'm not going to worry about the next problem till it comes. I'm just going to go glory to glory. And really, I'm excited to see what he's going to do next. And I know it's going to be hard, but that's when he's most glorified. And that song, and the first song we sang, I think that's awesome because we're talking about the Prince of Peace. What is it? It's talking about when heaven touches earth, when heaven coming down. I mean, this is when the angels, I think it was the angels, they said, peace on earth, goodwill to men. We're celebrating Christmas. Jesus came to bring us peace. I think that's awesome. I just started bawling. It's like when heaven touches earth, Jesus came, heaven touched the earth to give us peace. Let's not waste it. Let's use it. It's just such a beautiful thing. So, thank you.
Awesome. So you can see God's at work when you seek him. Can't be at work if you're not seeking him. Okay, this next speaker doesn't want to be here either. She's much like her mother, doesn't like to be up in front of everybody. But anyways, I'm very honored to have Krista come and share a little bit about her journey and how God gave her peace through this last couple of years, and hopefully she'll enlighten us. Okay, Krista D.
Hello. So first, I have a little activity for you guys. Your leader should have a piece of paper with a bunch of storm clouds on it. So we're just going to take a few minutes. I want each of you, there should be pencils as well, just to think about any storms, struggles, trials, anything that's going on in your life that you do not currently have peace about, and I want you to write them on those clouds. This is just for you. You're not sharing it with anybody, so we'll let you do that for a few seconds. So again, if you didn't hear me on the clouds, you're just going to write down any current storms that are going on in your life that you don't have peace about, any struggles, trials. Everyone good? Okay, well, for those that don't know me, my name is Krista. My dad is the lead pastor of this church. Seeing things in God's perspective comes a little bit easier than it might for others when you have the most encouraging, wise parents that lead by great example all the time, mostly. My family has been through a tough season these last couple of years. We were living what the world would consider probably the perfect life. We bought a house. We had nice vehicles, great jobs, had no financial stresses, nothing. We had a baby boy that was probably the best baby that you could ever dream of. And then a new season in our life came, one that was least expected. My husband was diagnosed with end-stage renal failure without needing dialysis daily or a new kidney. He wouldn't survive. That's when everything changed for us. And I can tell you firsthand that peace is not something that comes easily without seeking Christ. But I can also tell you that when you do seek Christ, it makes a world of difference in how you respond to all the struggles, trials, and the unknown that come into your life. As hard as these last couple of years have been, I am thankful because the Lord knew what he was doing. He definitely strengthened me and most of all showed me how to have peace in the midst of chaos. The Bible has given us many scriptures that speak to specific things we can do to gain strength or to gain peace that transcends all knowledge, and that's what I'd like to share with you today. First is prayer, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Jesus Christ. This is probably one of my favorite verses. With all the surgeries and the random health issues that could happen at any given moment, it definitely made it easy to always be anxious. There were several days where I would just be waiting for a phone call that something bad had happened again. We're human, and if we don't begin our day by asking the Lord to give us peace and comfort in whatever the day brings, our day will be full of what-ifs, and they're not good what-ifs. This happened often with me. Prayer is not an easy thing to do, but it's a must when you desire to get closer to God, which leads to peace. Serving Christ is another one. 1 Peter 4:11 says, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides so that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. It can be extremely rewarding when we serve others. That's because this is what God calls us to do, to be servants to all. And when we direct glory towards him instead of accepting it for ourselves, we stand out from the crowd, validating our faith. By serving, even to those who you don't feel deserve it, sometimes I didn't feel my husband deserved it, we draw ourselves closer to God, leading to that peace we desire. Then there's love. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Love is an extremely difficult thing to do at times. For example, when your husband is driving you nuts, or your child and or husband isn't listening. I mean, after all, we're women. We know what we're talking about, so don't know why they don't just listen. Or if a friend, coworker, boss, or family member is being super difficult to get along with. I've had several days where I've woken up feeling like I didn't want to love on my husband or anyone for that matter, but this was wrong. I wasn't seeking God for his help in this department on those days. We are called to love, to agree, to comfort, to live in peace with each other. By personal experience and by observing others, I know for a fact that this is impossible to do on a daily basis if you are not seeking God. So next time you become frustrated, this is what helps me. Take a deep breath, shut your mouth, and just pray. Get in his word to help you learn how to love, and by doing so, you will be amazed at what peace comes with it. The next one is obedience. Luke 11:28, but he said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Obedience is hard to do. For example, tonight, I did not want to do this, but I could feel the Lord was telling me that I needed to do this. He gave me all of this in one day, so I thought it was probably meant to be. I felt like a kid, and I wanted to stomp my feet and say no, but that's not really what you do. This is when prayer becomes a big part, though. If you pray for obedience and you mean it, eventually he will give you the strength, even though you're as nervous as I am. You'll still have the strength to do it. There's trust. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This verse has been with me since the day my son was born. Trusting in God in all things at all times becomes easier when you've taken care of all these other steps that I've mentioned. And the strength that he gives you when you fully have given yourself to him is, it's just amazing to see and to feel if you haven't. The last one is faith. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you desire to have peace in your life, you must have faith. Give your life to God and you will have that peace, the peace that transcends all knowledge. So pray, serve Christ, love, obey, trust, and have faith. The exercise that I had you do, I asked you to write down any storms that you are currently going through in your life. I want you to take this home and apply these steps with those specific struggles, and I'm telling you, when you do, you'll be shocked at the difference of how you handle all these storms. I've given everybody, I don't know if your leaders have passed it out, a bookmark. On the bookmark, it has the pray, serve Christ, love, obey, trust, and have faith, and then the verse that goes with it. Take that with you with the storms that you have and just pray and ask God to give you that peace. And that's really my prayer for you, because it's hard. If you're not seeking God, your storm will not go away. And if it does, it won't end nicely. But there's joy in the chaos and your storms that you have. You can still have joy. I've been there. So that's my prayer for all of you, that you would find your peace in the midst of your storm.
She does much better than me. I cried how many years before I could get up here without crying. So praise God. Tonight, this whole thing was about peace. And let me tell you, I'll never do another one on peace. Because we have been attacked on a daily basis since we put the theme out. The enemy had such opposition to this year's Christmas tea, but we didn't allow him to steal it, because we did seek, we did pray, we did trust, we did have faith. And so praise God. Well, on your tables, each of you have a verse. Now, wherever you're sitting tonight, this is a special verse from the Lord himself to you. And so your hostess is going to read the verse to everybody and maybe say a few words about it, maybe not, and then just pray around the table with you. And then Anita will come up and she'll close us with prayer. But I just want you to take to heart everything that you've heard. And remember this verse that's on your table as well, because think of that as your verse from the Lord to you tonight. Okay? God bless you, and thank you so much for coming.